Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Greatest football team.
We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. All right, we're going to jump out
to the Toyota.
Keep your ass out of the end zone.
Of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Joe, you were teasing us. You going to let me know who it is?
The Killer Bee.
One of the Killer Bees?
Outside linebacker Bob Brzezinski joining us.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Hey, Joe, Zach, how you guys?
I hope you got a bag of your wings for us right now. That's what I want right now.
Joe wouldn't let me come down.
Are you kidding me? I would have picked you up.
He lives way up.
I would have picked him up if I knew I was getting 20 of those bruised, ruined wings.
You are getting towards, we start thinking about food. We used to talk about sex all the time, and now it's all food, bro.
That's right.
Yeah, it's gotten real bad.
Yeah, I know that's
Hey, bro, the Killer Bee posters. I was looking last night, and they're still all over. I've been to a couple places. You probably got a couple of them up in a bruise room around South Florida. Did you guys make any money on the Killer Bee posters when you guys were all hot?
You kidding? Hell, the NFL got a hold of that and said we couldn't trademark it or anything like that. They squashed it real quick.
Oh, man.
So what'd you guys do with the few that were out there?
We got a few around. I know I was out in Montana, saw Doug Betters, and he's got a few. And I don't know if some of the other guys got them, but hell, yeah. There's a few around, but not that many.
Yeah, I know. Seeing you guys in those, like, childish outfits is just beautiful, man.
When we were shooting one of them, Lyle or Glenn was hanging from the goalpost out there at the practice facility, and the damn, I was hanging from a wire, and the damn wire broke, and he fell down and damn near hurt himself.
Oh, my God, that's a nightmare.
Hey, I do want to ask you, you play for Bill Arnsberger, and it's so funny because I always hear all you guys say he was way ahead of his time with the creative stuff. The bend but don't break, and you guys were unbelievable red zone defense. Just kept people out of the end zone. You'd let them kick field goals all day. What did Bill do that was so special? Because they're talking about Brian Flores and the Belichick stuff being a lot of that same stuff. What was the key to it?
Yeah, he used to put new stuff in, and he used to have fake. You know how the offense is. The defense is always worried about what the offense is putting in and game plans.
Right.
He used to try to switch it around, and he would try to figure out and how to make the offense think about what the hell we're doing.
Right.
I'll tell you, just different defenses, different blitzes and things like that. You know, like he put Bulgo in. I don't remember if you remember what Bulgo was. It was Bulkamper going up. And getting the offensive tackle, grabbing him for like a second or so the outside linebacker could blitz free.
Yeah.
And then Ball would drop back off on pass defense. And, hell, I see a lot of colleges. And
right, they're all doing that, yeah.
And, you know, hell, we were in Baltimore, and A.J. got hurt, pulled a hamstring right before the game in warm-ups. And we play a 3-4 defense, three defensive linemen and four linebackers. He went and put in right before the game. We got the chalkboard out, and he put a 3-4. He put a 4-3 defense in. We put
just that quickly.
Three linebackers, and we kicked their ass. I don't know if it's the Jets or Baltimore, one of the two, but I just remember that.
Yeah, just
that
shorthanded. Was pretty cool. I remember that. We were shorthanded, and he just changed things. You know, you guys, I just remember this, too. No mental mistakes. And you son of a guns could hide what defense. You guys were like all like you guys were into drama and acting because you guys could give it one look. And at the last second, as that quarterback's dropping back, he's like, what the hell did they just do? Yeah. I just thought you guys hit stuff really well.
Yeah, we, you know, with the Blackwood brothers and AJ in the middle and stuff like that. And the defensive linemen, that's all they did was talk, you know. Bo and Betters and Bo and Bob Howard. No, that's all they taught him. And like I said, with the Blackwood brothers, they were like the generals of the whole defense and calling the plays and all that and the audibles and all that. So, yeah. You know, we had a pretty good bunch of smart guys, I would say, and didn't make mistakes.
Had a lot of first-round picks on that defense,
yes,
too. Like
did.
For everybody thinks, it was just a bunch of dudes that we just picked up off the street. That was a really talented group. So I get this all the time. Matter of fact, we got it this week, and that's why I thought of you. So everybody goes, yeah, Jet fans, it happens. I swear to God it happens once every couple weeks. Somebody will say, yeah, when you played the Jets in the AFC Championship game in the Orange Bowl, Shula purposely didn't put that tarp on and flooded the damn field so you could slow Wesley Walker down because you couldn't cover him. Did Don Shula, are we buying that? Did Don Shula call the city and said, don't put the tarp on this game. Let's just flood him down. You think that happened or no?
Might have been one of those tarps that didn't hold water. You know?
Paper tarp? That's what it was, yeah. Paper tarp. Yeah, that's the one that always comes out. I got a question for you. Brew, you know, Hard Knocks is on all the time, you know, every year, and they pick a team. How would your early 80s Miami Dolphins team do on that Hard Knocks show? And who do you think would get in the most trouble? I know, I can already hear it in your voice. Who's getting in the most trouble, you think?
With all the pranks and everything these guys used to do, I think it would have been more of a comedy show than anything else.
Lyle and Glenn Blackwood had to star. Lyle Blackwood.
Who's the one who put the Ben Gay in the cake?
That was Lyle and Glenn Blackwood that got Kozlowski sick and puking on that cake,
oh,
that birthday
God.
Cake.
Did you have a piece of that, brew, or did you stay away from that cake?
No, hell, we – that was when the special teams guys used to have to stay out in the field a little bit longer. It gave those guys a little chance to do their little pranks and stuff. He was either in Baltimore or when he was Cincinnati, or play, you know, that paraffin wax that you put your hands in and stuff like that. Used to put donuts in it and have the guys eat. The guys wouldn't even know it. They were eating paraffin wax and donuts, make it look like a glazed donut.
Oh my God!
No, and I believe it was Lyle Blackwood that put the Ben Gay, that big thing of Ben Gay that we used to, you know, to warm your body up into jocks in the morning.
Oh.
We used to wear jocks.
Yeah, poor Robert Sowell.
Oh, poor God bless Robert Sowell, no longer with us. That's one of the greatest. That is the greatest prank. I tell that story. But, of course, you can't say what he said running out of the room as Shula's talking and telling us what the day's going to look like. And Robert Sowell went running out of there. I believe Lyle got fined for that. I think he got.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think he got called in Shula's office afterwards and got a little
Shula ass chewing. Those were classics. By the way, we've all had Shula ass chewings. I've admitted, he got tears in my – he ripped me bad enough where I got little tears in my eye. I didn't cry. I just got a little
teared up a little.
Did he ever get you, Brew, that bad? Did the shoes ever just – you got outside containment. Christ, what are you doing? Get outside. Did you ever get one of those?
You know what? You're mad – when you make a mistake, you're mad enough. You know, so when – you know, and he would say, hey, Bob, come here, if you're still on the field. I just waved my hand at him and just called.
You know what's coming.
When I got off the field, then he could yell at me. But, that's the way it goes.
Oh my God. Brew, did you guys have meetings back in the 80s about how you guys are going to survive the restaurant world? Because most people don't.
That's crazy.
And I feel like, I mean, I don't know, not all the killer bees, not all you guys have, you know, restaurants, but
a bunch
of you do. And I always talk to Joe about it because we always say if we ever opened up a Big Dog sports bar, it would be closed down in a week because Joe would just give out free food for
a week.
It'd
be filed bankruptcy.
And it'd be bankrupt. Yeah. But man, Bo, all these Bomb Howard, like you guys all have these, you know, restaurants and multiple. How the hell did you guys come up with a plan in the 80s? How'd this work out?
I don't know. It's the craziest business to be in, but we've been lucky. Got good people to work for us and things like that. We've just been lucky to survive this long. Yeah, it's been 30 years for me this year, so.
Wow. Bruce Room's been around for, 30 years.
It's 89, my last year we played before I retired, you know.
Hey, bro, can I ask you?
Wow.
You ever date any of the help? Did you ever date any of the help through any other shares?
I was dating the girlfriend I have now. She used to work for me. Then I fired her.
You did. You fired her. Man. You fired her so you didn't feel so guilty.
Good for you,
bro.
Well, that's the way it goes. You can't, no fraternization, right?
Oh, my God.
Hey, bro, real quickly. Can you name the seven killer bees on that poster?
Oh, sure.
Let's go.
You can either put a couple more. You could put Charlie Bowser in. You could put Bo. You got Bo. You got Bama. You know, Bumhauer. You got Betters. Myself on the front line.
Right.
Then you could also have. You got the two Blackwood brothers, and you got Mark Brown was there.
That's right. Oh, you're good. God, you're good. That's good. People forget about Mark Brown, man. That's a good one. Charlie Bowser, people forget about Charlie. That was a good group, though, man. That was those were fun times, and I just love all those.
Love the stories.
We got to run. What was he like? You around Bill? He's always seemed to be nice to me. Well, as long as I was running scout team hard, he didn't like that when you're jogging through stuff on defensive day. But what was he like as a coach?
He was. He just, you were always prepared. You know, he was going through phases, the game plans, everything. He was just remarkable. You know, I've had some good defensive coordinators and things like that through my whole career in college and pro, and even out in L.A. when I was out there, had a couple good ones. But man,
nothing like that guy, huh? Yeah,
unbelievable.
Brew, it's good talking to you, man. You opened up a little bit today. We didn't hit you up for free food.
I did. I thought it was good overall.
So thank you very much, brother. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, Joe, Zach. Have a good day. Thank you,
too.
Brew.
All right. Bob Brzezinski, former Miami Dolphins outside linebacker and owner of Brews.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.